shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show at our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about actually something that occurred this week, which was that a domestic worker of theirs, a legal immigrant, was stopped because her sister was driving the car, and her sister was found not to have the driver's license. Neither woman had a driver's license. They had legal state IDs. And Bobby, you've heard, and Steve is there as well. I've heard you saying that your husband feels, Are you speaking for him?
I'm speaking for my husband, yes, but I do share his feelings on this. It was, after all, a function that was to be for Steve's co-workers and his employees. That was, we were not able to hold this event because my employee was not here. She had been forced to return to her residence because her sister was essentially arrested, and her sister had a legal ID that she obtained from the state of California, and that Veronica, who works for me, had also a legal ID that she obtained from the state of California. Both women are outstanding drivers. I have been with Veronica when we've driven to the store. She had.
So you've let her drive without a driver's license?
Excuse me, Phil. She has a legal ID. And
you heard what she said, right?
That's not a legal driver's license. You guys have both admitted to that.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I have full confidence in her driving ability. I've seen her drive, and I would put her ability as a driver at or above any American that you or I could possibly mention. And you may think that this is egotistical of me, with the exception of me. I'm a very good driver. And my husband, Steve, is a very good driver.
Yeah, they're both very good drivers, Mr. Henry. I put them both better than any American I've ever seen, except for me. And I do drive good. But that's just...
And my husband also feels that there's an awful lot of racism. Because I said that I want this to be a legal driver's license for Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans. And I mentioned Tierra del Fuego for a reason. There are a great many of the Indo, South American inhabitants there, who are not only Hispanic, but they are of a Native or Indo-Native origin, and they're very good workers.
And well, I don't know how you ever figure out that they come from Tierra del Fuego. Is that Argentina?
That is Argentina.
What about Argentina proper?
No, Argentina proper, but with particular regard paid to any of the Indo-South American Native or Indo-Native people from there, who we've got to get them IDs because, as workers, they're second to none.
All right. You've walked right into a buzzsaw here tonight, though, folks. All right. Well, you've walked right into a buzzsaw, saying, "Well, they get to have the ID and they don't need a driver's license. Everybody else does." You realize that this is not something that the average American is even going to come close to approving. The country's on pins and needles. The country's on tenterhooks when it comes to immigration. And it's not a liberal conservative issue. Liberals and conservatives agree that something has to be done about it.
And something is being done about it. So we want to take good workers, people that are going to work and not sit around on a banjo, all right, and I'm sorry to say that, and give them the right to drive with a legal ID that is not a driver's license, but then again, neither is a driver's license that most of these banjo-playing Americans have because they cannot drive.
That's the whole point of it.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445 here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to the gentleman that was hanging on very, very patiently, and then we'll get on to some other calls. Rob, go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here, and we're back.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'd just like to finish by saying, you know, I guess the gist of their point is that they don't feel that American drivers can drive that well. But the point is that we do have to take a test to show a certain level of proficiency. We could probably debate whether that level should be raised or whatnot and whether or not we should have to have tests more often. But the point is that just wantonly awarding people who don't know the rules of the road and don't have not shown that level of proficiency to the state is absurd to the point of it being comical. I mean, the thing is, she said that she admitted that she allowed this person to drive. If I was in an accident and this person hit me, I would sue them one side and down the other.
Well, the state of California is going to cover that. That's part of the ID process.
I would sue you, where you use personally.
That, you Well, you can't sue me. You can't sue me personally. I wasn't driving the car. You can't sue me.
It's your car. It's your car.
Well, you're being childish now. You're being childish.
I'm acting like you are. And the anecdotal.
You're being childish because you're losing the argument, and you're being childish. And I find that really repulsive. I find it revolting.
You're trying to reward people who have not shown any level of proficiency. And your anecdotal example about sitting under a tree playing a harmonica is such a blanket statement. That's racist.
Excuse me, I've seen it.
You have one.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
So
Americans with their banjos.
Under a tree, every one of them, don't they? That's about as racist.
Let me tell you this much. I will tell you this. I feel much safer with Mexicans in the yard than I do Americans. I feel safer personally, and I also feel that the work's getting done.
In my yard.
And I feel safer personally, and also I would rather have a Mexican working than an American strumming his banjo, reading his email, or whatever they do.
I would too, but I would rather have somebody that works, whether they're Mexican or American. The point is that just because you want this to make it easier on your life, and
you're stuttering
this on everybody else, I'm sorry that the person got arrested. They were breaking the law. They should have gotten arrested.
You're stuttering. He's stuttering.
You're stuttering, Ms. Dooley, and thank you for your call, sir.
I can do it just as good as you.
You have been doing it. That's why I was talking.
I've listened to everything you've said.
Every
and you took great exception.
You've been going. Listen to the playback.
Okay, can I hear the playback, Mr. Hendry?
I don't want to do that right now.
Because I think he's lying.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. He's not lying, Ms. Dooley. You've been going,
Well, I have not been doing it to distraction the way that man. I found it very interesting.
No, man, Mr. Renner, I don't interrupt, honey.
Go ahead.
That man was making comments about my wife on account of he was stuttering.
I don't stutter, you know.
But he's fumbling, muttering.
No, I thought that man made his points very, very well, and he's talking about insurance, which you guys haven't even addressed yet. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to... I got Jamie over here that we got to get to. Jamie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
I just wanted to make
a couple comments, actually. I wanted to share an experience to give you a little food for thought. About 8 years ago, we were rear-ended by a drunk driver who was an illegal alien. We were the third family he'd hit in the last 8 years. And,
we're not talking about an illegal alien. We're talking about legal aliens.
Well?
We're talking about a legal alien, right? So,
either
Mr. Hendry, why did you allow this call on the air?
Because I let the lady, I want to hear her story.
Either way, this person came into the country to work or do whatever, but what he did on his free time was drink, and three families he nearly killed by driving.
What do you do on your free time? What do you do on your free time?
I take care of my children.
You drink?
And no, I don't. I take care of my children. Do you get drunk on your free time?
Darling, I have three sons, and I had time to relax. So what are you doing wrong?
All right, we're not going to be debating motherhood, okay? That's not going to happen.
Well, she's saying that if a man takes a drink, he's some sort of weirdo. I don't get it.
No, she's saying that a man took a drink. He got into a car.
And drove 160 miles an hour and catapulted me and my sons off the road.
That's very interesting. But what is the second?
You're saying you should give a driver's license to whomever, whenever, however.
No, I didn't say that. You know,
I
bet you that story, you've been just dying to go on the radio and tell, even though it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
I'm an American, and I was driving fine.
We'll see.
I had my seatbelt on.
Well, I'm not talking about illegal. Just because you're burning to get that story out because Larry King hung up on you.
Larry King ain't been on the air for a long time.
whoever.
I don't even know who you're talking about. The point is,
you're all jazzed about getting that story out there. It's got nothing to do with what I'm saying.
It has a lot to do. You're willing to give a driver's license to someone simply be on the basis that they're Hispanic origin and they want to come to the U.S. and work here.
They're not illegal. And I'm not saying give them a driver's license. I'm saying people that come here legally get an ID. And let that be also their driver's license.
You're not.
And because you're so jazzed about
that, they know how to drive.
And you're all jazzed.
You're saying here's a picture, a photo of yourself.
It says
this is your name. It says that contains no information.
You don't have any proof that you can drive. Well, we don't have proof you can drive. All you do is send in your renewal.
Well, you can look at my record. I've never rear-ended people drunk. I take driving very seriously. I care
maybe.
For the welfare of other people.
Maybe.
And
so I have to take your word for it?
I have
to take my words? No. You don't take a drive. You
do. Otherwise, they would take my driver's license away.
Wait a second. I have a driver's license, and I know all you have to do is send in a renewal. You don't have to take any tests. So I don't know who you think you're fooling here.
On your free time
I don't know.
You're trying to get away from your kids?
You are saying that you know how to drive.
And then
we don't know
what
to do.
With your assistant
how many people
who is coming to work
oh, really?
For you.
Well, how many people have you killed? How many people have you
None.
Killed?
Zero.
Okay, ladies. This is...
Yeah, well, I don't believe you. I think you've probably killed children.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow. Well, my point was, she's being vicious. Everybody should just be given a driver's license. I think it should be...
You know, I have a friend of mine who was rear-ended by an American who was playing a banjo.
Okay. Well, it's a privilege, and you need to earn it, and it's not something that even an American can just get handed to them. They have to earn it. My son is looking forward to
earn it. Oh my God! I guess you don't drive much.
Have to learn.
You don't drive much because I see people driving all the time, and they're out there
with
their
police on the road. That's why we have police on the road.
Oh, I see. So now we have police
in jail.
But that doesn't mean they know how to drive, though. And so what I'm saying is we have Americans that don't drive well, and you're talking some rubbish about whoever rear-ended you. I don't care. And you're saying that I'm drunk. So as far as I'm concerned, you rear-ended a car full of infants, and they went flying through the windshield.
Oh, God.
You're the most illogical person I've ever met in my life.
My God, you started out illogically. You were talking about illegal, and I wasn't.
You interrupted me so much and said, over me. You probably missed half of what I said. But what
I was were you talking about an illegal immigrant or not? You were talking illegal, and I was talking legal, so I'm logical.
You weren't even talking legal or illegal. You were saying, bring them all in and give them an ID.
No, I never said that. No, no. No, now who's drinking? I never said that.
I was listening
to you. You
know what? So,
you know what? I'll bet you buy your Ripple by the case. Thank you and good night.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Wow, she hung up. She hung up. All right, Jamie. You buy your Ripple by the case, and I don't know. Thank you
That's
for your
fine.
Call, though.
Yes, she told me.
Thank you very much, Jamie. 877-877, we got to wear.
Line two.
Ms. Dooley.
I refuse to stay on the line. Is she gone?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm back.
Well, what are we going to do now? Hang up on people you don't like?
I'm not going to talk to a woman who, for all I know, for her kicks, for her laughs, for the way she gets her thrills, she guns it right up to the rear bumper of a bus, scares the bus driver, the bus goes off the road, and guess what? Next thing you know, big yellow bus goes through the ice.
She hung up again.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Don't we have to take a break? We do. 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tonight we're talking about legal immigrants who are here, and that Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are frequent contributors to our program, are themselves employers of legally immigrated Hispanic people. You guys have talked about people from Mexico, Central America, and why specifically them?
Well, there's just a higher percentage of them.
Yeah, most people are going to work for us.
All right, and you're saying, and what they're essentially saying is they're advocating for a separate standard, if you will, that if they get their legal ID, then that qualifies as a driver's license. And with that ID, it's not only a driver's license. You said something else is a credit card?
No, not a credit card. It's a debit card.
Yeah.
A debit card?
Yeah, my husband believes that if they get the ID, it can work not only as their legal ID, it works also as their legal driver's license, but it also can be a debit card to be used at any California insured state bank where people who are employees of the state cash their checks.
And yeah, up to $100 cash withdrawal.
Up to $100 cash withdrawal. So it's an all-purpose ID. It's a driver's license, it's an ID, and it's a debit card.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Ricky on the line. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask. She was talking about the Mexican driving and all. Well, if that ID is the same as a driver's license, well, it's federal law, I guess. You got to have insurance and a tag. And you got to have a driver's license to get that. So what do you do about that?
Well, you don't have to have a driver's license to get a tag. Okay. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, stay on.
Okay, we're getting interference.
You don't have to have a driver's license to get a tag for a car. Now, when it comes to insurance, as you put it, are you saying what? What are you saying? Hello?
I guess we lost Ricky. All right, 877, you want to go ahead and answer the question?
Well, I can't answer the question if he's not here. I do have a very good answer for the question, but I refuse to answer it unless he's here.
Well, what you don't want to answer the question. I'll put it to you again. I mean, if they have no drive, are they getting insurance?
I don't think I'm going to get insurance.
Where do regular people get insurance, what my husband's asking?
At an insurance agency.
Yeah, so that's where I get it.
So that's where they're going to go get it, at an insurance agency. But I don't think that you need to have insurance to get a car tag. And we're not talking about owning a car. We're just talking about using the ID as a driver. Why are people trying to complicate this?
Well, I think, Mr. Renner, there's people trying to trip us up, you know, and asking these questions.
Well, they're trying to trip you up. They're asking you logical questions about just exactly what you need in the state of California to have what you got to have. Here is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to know how they're insuring their vehicles when they tell their insurance agent that they're letting somebody without a license drive them around. How do you have insurance for those people?
We're fully insured.
You are, but what about them? They don't have a driver's license. So
right.
How can you possibly have any insurance?
But they do have the ID. They do have the California state ID.
ID doesn't make it insurable.
Are you a police officer?
No,
I can hear your radio.
I'm a commercial truck driver.
You're a commercial truck what? What did you say you were?
I said
you're a commercial truck driver.
Yes.
Okay.
How are you insuring these people?
Well, you know as well as I do that not everyone has insurance, but they have a ID, and if someone hits them, then that person pays for it.
Please answer my question. How are you insuring them to drive?
Well, you're not a cop.
What, are you a cop?
You're not a cop.
How are you insuring them?
I don't insure them, sir.
So
I don't even give them their ID. They go, I don't know. Maybe they do.
You're allowing them to drive your vehicle. You don't know if they have insurance or not?
I have insurance. Have you ever heard of something called... Have you ever heard of something called third driver or other driver insurance, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but that's got to be with someone who's got a driver's license.
You don't have
not necessarily.
You don't have a driver's license, so you're not... They have no insurance.
Well, you didn't know that. Yeah, but you didn't know that until Mr. Hendry said that.
What?
He just waited for you to answer it.
All right, well, we have to take a break. Thank you, sir, for your call, and I don't think you answered his question, which is what, you know.
Well, he sounded, he wasn't a truck driver. He sounded too educated.
He sounded like a cop.
Well, whatever. You didn't answer the question. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Back in a moment.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here as we talk about the illegal, actually legal immigrants that come to this country who need IDs, and they get IDs. That should be a driver's license. We got this insurance question, you know, dangling out there, you guys. You know that?
Phil, I answered that question.
Yeah, we already answered that.
No, you didn't. You did not answer the question. These guys are out there. They do not have a legal driver's license. They have this ID. What about insurance?
We are, you know, people don't listen. We are asking that this become the law, and we want for those people to be able to buy insurance.
But you already said you let her drive your car.
Maybe.
Well, did you let her drive your car or not?
We're not going to answer that question, Mr. Ram, because it's been twisted around.
My husband thinks that the statement that I made has been twisted.
Well, I heard you say what you said, okay?
I don't think you did.
Yes, I did. 877. Yes, I did, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Don. Don, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask your guest if she's in favor of abolishing tests for drivers.
No, I'm not.
Well, that sounds like what you're advocating for these immigrants.
Oh, just for the immigrants. I guess you came late to the call, huh? Because what we're saying, the gentleman's name is Don?
Yeah.
Don, what we're saying is this. Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans, all they need is an ID, and that will pass for a driver's license. And the reason why we're saying that is that most Americans, even though they take a driver's test, are not very good drivers.
I can grant you that, but given that, mm-hmm. is there any proof with this ID mm-hmm. card that any of these immigrants or mm-hmm. anyone else has any ability mm-hmm. to drive a car at all?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but I think if
well,
they're driving the car...
Well, then I have another question.
Well, if they're driving the car, how would you know whether they had a driver's license unless they were pulled over? And if they're pulled over...
All right, whoa. Whoa. Is this guy stupid or something? Hey, Don, hold on. Now, you guys are not going to talk over each other, okay?
Well, I don't like being told whoa.
I don't want people talking over each other.
I just have one other question.
Yeah, Don, you got to be quiet for a minute because I'm talking. And when I'm talking, everybody stops talking.
Okay.
And only Phil talks, okay? Now, Ms. Dooley, the gentleman was saying something, and you were blathering on and on and on. You answered the question, and the gentleman started to talk, and you kept going.
I simply said if someone's driving a...
You know, I'm just asking you just to be quiet so the guy can talk. Okay, Don, go ahead.
So given the fact that...
So he didn't want to answer the thing that I said.
Would you please be quiet? Go ahead.
Okay. Given the fact that the ID card does not establish any proof of any ability to operate a motor vehicle, does your guest think that the quality of the drivers on our roads will increase or decrease given this lack of scrutiny?
It'll probably increase.
The quality will increase?
Yes.
I'd be interested to hear how that might be.
Well, because Mexicans, if they're in the car, I think it's pretty obvious they know how to drive one. That's the only way you're going to find out if they have a license. They only have the ID, and they can't get any worse than what we've got, so the odds are it's going to get better.
That's not an answer at all.
You know, well, Mr. Henry, I listened to you go, oh, and I answered the question, sir. And
that's not, I'm just saying, it's not an answer.
Can I ask another question?
Could have beat up my wife.
Go ahead, Don.
We keep We keep going back to the fact that there is no test for proficiency in operating a motor vehicle with this ID. None whatsoever. How does that increase the ability of drivers on the road?
Because the test for proficiency is not any good. You can see by the quality of the drivers that are out there. So
we should abolish all of them.
No, I didn't say that. I said so the Mexicans can only get it better if they don't take a test. Because the test for...
Now, the Mexicans don't take a test, got about to get better. On account of the test, it's bad.
Exactly.
If there's no test, there can be no assessment of ability.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. Because we have tests, and we give people driver's licenses, and they still drive. Well, you're laughing because you just lost the argument.
Hello? Anybody there? All right. Don, thank you. 877-877. Are you there, Ms. Dooley?
I put the phone down, yeah.
Well, you didn't win any argument, and he didn't lose any argument.
I said, Phil, that the Mexican...
Wait a minute, but the Mexicans not take a test.
No, I listen to you guys. If they don't take a test, it can't get any worse. And the fact that the tests are, that exist don't test anything.
Well, Phil, the point is, look at the drivers we have out there.
I heard the drivers that we have out there stink.
I didn't say they stink. You know,
I mean, I'm out there. I have a driver's license. I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
But everybody else stinks.
Pretty much.
877-876-PHIL, the number here. Let's go over to Ronnie here. Ronnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a comment on, you know, whenever you're an American, you go get a job. On an application, it says no matter race, creed, color, whatever. So whoever's going to end up on the road in America is going to have to be qualified to follow the American guidelines. I think the issue is about the assistance to the Mexican people to be more qualified to be on the level of the Americans, to not look so much at them being Mexican, but the, you know, liability issues.
Well, there's that insurance question.
All right.
Yeah, the insurance is if somebody wrecks my property, I want to know that they can pay for it. That's a point blank. That's not even an argument. That's just a simple.
I agree. And the way we propose that happen is that the state of California and the various states have a reservoir into which, okay, you're not going to like this, but taxpayers put a portion of their earnings, and that becomes what we would call a Mexican stopgap.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican standoff.
We nickname it a Mexican standoff.
And wait a minute. So you're saying that the...
What's confusing people is you're so focused on putting the label Mexican out there whenever it should be, no matter race, creed, color, or what, you got guidelines on these highways that are going to be followed whether anybody likes it or not.
Well, that's not really what we want. What we want is a special class of ID for the Mexican, the Guatemalan,
and the
Chilean.
Now you're
going to
realm of discrimination.
No. This is a qualified worker that must. For instance, if I need her to go to the store, all right.
It's going to do something. Anybody that's going to do something has to have a qualification. Whether it's Mexican, like you go back to the job application, race, creed, color, sex, what? If you're qualified, you're qualified. No matter your color, no matter your age.
Well, no, but you see, there is a particular kind. Right, but we have a real need for these workers from Tierra del Fuego because of their ability. So.
Well,
if I can get them out on the highway.
If my son won't get a job, and there's a Mexican wanting to chop some meat at the plant that he won't get a job at. So, I mean, you know, naturally, who wants to work? Hey, it's the survival of the fittest. If you don't work, you don't eat. You got to work for your bread and your meat. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the Mexican like there's some kind of special need for assistance whenever all they got to do is cross border and get qualified.
You're working for your meat. I'm saying that I need the Mexican to get down to, for instance, if I need her to go down and pick up a leg of lamb, I need, it may not be much to you and it may not be a big job to you, but to me that's a big job. So I need her to get in the car and go down there and get it.
You got to get it
out. You know, the insurance issue is that whenever she gets in that vehicle, if she crashes into somebody, is she going to be able to pay for it? It's simple. It's
can she pay for it?
It's simple.
With the Mexican fund, she can.
The Mexican fund. So this is a insurance fund that you are proposing, obviously, that taxpayers in America pay for.
Well, we're looking at it any way we can.
You know what? You know what it sounds like? What you need to be talking about is like something dual, like a dual passport, only a dual driver experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something where she's qualified on both sides of the border. So if she gets on an American highway and she crashes into an American, they're going to say, hey, I want to get paid. Are you going to be responsible for that? Is this your employee? How far does that go?
I just told you the Mexican fund. What am I saying that he's not getting?
Well,
no,
what do you mean?
I'm not getting is what you're so evasive and rude. Is this for entertainment? Because this is a serious issue.
I just answered your question, sir. I said that the woman is insured by way of the Mexican fund.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
if she
crashes into American, they're going to pay the cost. That's simple. Yeah, I get that.
There. You see? What am I? I don't stutter.
Well, wait. This is taxpayer supported.
I'm not being rude, but I'm talking to you, sir, and you're going on and on about your. I made the banjo playing American comment, and a lot of people don't like it. I know that you're all right with it.
I'm going to let this gentleman go. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. This idea of the Mexican fund, all of you guys, just like I said.
By the way, Phil, you know, all of you guys, I don't like being lumped into a category with all you guys. This is an idea that we came up with. I'm not saying it's perfect, but, we have a need for this kind of worker. And if this is something we can do, fine. If it isn't, fine. But, if you want them to be insured, then you're going to have to pay for it.
No, look, I don't want them insured on those terms. You do. So you and Steve are proposing the Mexican fund, or whatever you call it.
But there's a name, Mr. Andrew, get insurance.
Right, that every taxpayer's got to contribute to. Man, no way. And even if I agreed with you, I can predict it would never, ever, ever pass muster with the voters.
Well, then it would have to be an executive order.
You'd have a recall election or some kind of an impeachment for any elected official that decided to pass a law or executive order into existence a portion of the Treasury's assets to go into some kind of a quote unquote Mexican fund so that there is insurance for legal immigrants using only their ID card as a driver's license in case they get into an automobile accident. We are paying for that. That executive, whether he's a governor or a president, would be subject, I guarantee you, to a recall. That's how the voters would react to that. Wait, she's still talking? All right, well, let's take a break. 877-876-PHIL. What was that, man? I heard some kind of a...
Sound like a spring came sprung.
A spring came sprung is right. We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour is our news and information hour, and we're not too far away from Saturday. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. This idea that you propose, Ms. Dooley, personally, I don't think it'll ever see the light of day. The fact that legal immigrants use a ID and that's all they have to use. We have the insurance question. As a matter of fact, we have this gentleman on the line now, Andre, who just gave us a very interesting... basically, Andre, you were telling us that the driver's license is at least a common standard from which the court and the police can work when it comes to responsibility, correct?
That's correct. If a person goes through a driver's test, that person automatically acknowledges that they have accepted the responsibility in the event of a death or a maiming of a person, that is the standard of proficiency that the police... The judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the victim, and the accused can work from. And we all acknowledge that in the case of somebody has to pay for the death or the standard that is set, and we all can work from that. I am an immigrant as well, so I know what I had to go through in order to.
Did you have a driver's license when you came here?
No, I had to go for it, and I'm 50
years old.
Well,
see, that's what I feel. I don't think that's fair. I think you should have been able to use your ID.
No, it was me telling the American government, I have accepted the responsibility of your standard. So in the event of me killing somebody, I acknowledge that I have accepted the responsibility and I am being passed by your standards to operate a vehicle that can do 120 miles, that can do 120 mile an hour. Be I right in driving that fast? In the other
now, do you know that you sound like the perfect immigrant to our country? And this is what I'm talking about, Phil. Here's a gentleman who's an immigrant to our country. He's more conversant with the laws of our country than any American. I dare say he's probably a better driver. I dare say, Andre, you are probably more responsible. And this is what I'm saying.
Not at all.
I would give you the right to drive on our highways with just an ID. And the average American, I would force to literally go through submarine school to get a driver's license. That means a compression tank, fire in oil-laden water.
Oh, God. Go ahead. Let this gentleman talk.
May I ask
you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a child? Do you have children?
I have three.
I am a father. If somebody in this country or any country, even the country I came from, without having passed a proficiency test, killed one of my children, and I was sitting in court, I would have a problem and a huge lawsuit against that person. Now, having come into this country, you have to, in order to drive a vehicle, and I have a daughter that comes
into
this country.
I just think the kids take their chances, you know.
I'm sorry?
The kids take their chances.
Well, I love my sons. I love them very much. But they live in America, and I tell them, we've got a great country, but you know what? You take your you-know-what's into your hands when you go out the front door.
Oh, come on. Even when they were little boys?
Yes. Even when they were children.
My point is,
that's what I told them.
The driver's license.
I told my son, they said, you take your nuts in your hands.
Will you let this gentleman finish? Go ahead, Andre.
My point is this. There is a standard in a court of law. This is a very... there's a lot of lawsuits that happen in this country.
Get some napkins. I want to get a Wendy's.
My point is, there's a lot of lawsuits, and you have to set a proficiency so that when all these parties enter into a court of law, we're all working from a base. Not from a base where somebody can fly out of the country. I also agree that you only can get a driver's license if you're a legal resident of this country, because in the event of you being sued, you are not a flight risk to pay for the medical costs
Give me some. Give me a Coke, too.
Andre, thank you very much. You've been very kind, because the two of them have been ordering at a Wendy's.
No, I have not. No, I have not.
While this gentleman has patiently explained to you, I've been listening to you ordering Cokes, coffee, and everything else at Wendy's.
I'm not at Wendy's, Mr. Henry, if that matters.
Well, what difference does it make? Jack in the Box, whatever. Andre, thank you, sir, and that was very, very good.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
Your phone call.
Andre, I was listening to you, but I had to get some coffee.
All right.
Not because,
I understand.
No, can I get one of the square hamburgers?
All right, Andre, you're a good man, sir, and the very best to you this evening and to your family. That was very, very rude.
Phil, you know, you're very melodramatic. A lot of the things that... Hey, we're doing good. Yeah, could I get a bowl of chili?
Man, I got the best chili going.
What are you now? What are we doing? Are we doing a commercial for Wendy's here, or what?
Phil, I am starving. We've been out all day. Okay, is that all right with you, or do I? Am I supposed to sit here and go through low blood sugar withdrawals and possibly faint?
My wife needs to eat something.
My wife needs to eat us something. Look at this. Steve's got Italian.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, can you get the square hamburger, I said?
What is it? We want the square hamburger.
If you're not at Wendy's.
Holy Jesus, we're not at Wendy's.
Well, what the hell, Steve? We better go find another drive-thru.
How you doing?
No, we don't want anything. No, we don't want to order from your hole.
I don't want to order from you, man. You ain't got the square hamburger.
Phil, did I ever tell you this?
Will you get out of here, both of you? All right, hey, how you doing? Yeah, can I get a bowl of chili? Anyway, it's very nice to have the Dooleys with us, and we do certainly appreciate their contributing to the radio show. But when they come on here and say, hey, only an ID for illegal immigrants, and oh, yeah, where do I get the square hamburger? You know, I'll tell you, square hamburger sounds about right. By the way, I've got a great story to tell you about the square Wendy's hamburger and how long it took them, to build a Wendy's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. That and more coming back here at our News and Information Hour on the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil, don't go away.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, square hamburger.
Phil Henry.
All right.